For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hey, this is the Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Rock and Roll Union and North Step Productions, in conjunction with Boo Ray Atlantic City, proudly present Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th, featuring As We Become Ghosts and Rat Rod. It's been a long, cold winter, and now it's time to rock. Also appearing, the Rock and Roll Union House Band, Shades of Grey, playing all of your favorites from the 60s to now. All COVID regulations will be in place. Tickets are available at Eventbrite.com and are extremely limited, so get them before they run out. Doors open at 6 and showtime is at 7. Rat Rod, As We Become Ghosts, and Shades of Grey. Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th at Boo Ray, 201 South New York Avenue, Atlantic City. Did I mention there's free parking? Don't miss it.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist and TNA superstar, Kurt Angle. and you're listening to In the Room, the best talk show that you can hear.
Network at VOCNation.com. Sorry, the VOC Wrestling Nation, I should say, not the VOC Nation Radio Network. We're undergoing a rebranding, and it's going to take me a long time to get used to it. The VOC Wrestling Nation Network right here, live on VOCNation.com. This is In the Room, and I'm Brady Hicks, and I'm very excited to be here with all you guys here tonight. 914-338-1885 is the number to call in. We'll be talking some WrestleMania and topics introduced by you guys. I also want to run down some of the stuff from ECWA this past weekend, but we'll get into that as the show goes on. Joining me once again, the lovely Kathy Smith. How you doing, Kathy?
Good, Brady. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. I was telling Stro, I've been running since Thursday, and I just got home at 6 o'clock, so I'm exhausted, which means I'm going to be full of energy tonight, and yeah, I'm going to look like an anime character. My eyes are going to be like that the whole show if you get my script.
You
look like Edge. You look like Edge.
Stro Maestro, what's going on, Stro?
Yeah, it's great to be here with you guys, man. It's WrestleMania week. That's
I know.
All over the place.
It doesn't feel like WrestleMania week. It feels like too much wrestling week. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Maniac Matt Grimm, how you doing, sir?
Hey, we're here again. It's another night.
You know, it's dead when all you can say is, we're here again. Ray Bogus, how you doing, Ray?
I mean, too much wrestling is one way to put it, but it could also be the week of Mike Tyson returning to wrestling in AEW, a topic that I'm sure we can just spit all over later.
Big fan of Mike Tyson. Big fan.
Later on in the show.
I thought you were going steampunk there for a second.
Ow! 914-338-1885. Let me remind you guys, too, that we have the YouTube going, so you guys can search for VOC Nation on YouTube. And don't forget also to look for us on Twitter. I saw that the different posts are going on there as well. And, of course, on Patreon, for just $3 a month, you can have all these shows without the advertising, both the audio and the video versions, the full version. So be sure to check that out. I see that our rat Joker Cam is up, and he actually looks like Kathy. He looks like what's the word? Like not a dunce. Dunce has got the white cap. What is that? A jester. He looks like
jester.
A jester. Yeah. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with the jester hat either.
Oh jeez.
I mean, now Brady, to be fair, there are some things that he doesn't have right. Like for instance.
He's goofy on it.
Yeah, he's not royal. He's not humorous. He doesn't soothe us. He's not particularly entertaining. But other than that, definitely a jester, yes.
He can be like Ozzy and Bark at a Moon.
Speaking of Ozzy, how about that? Ozzy in the Hall of Fame. I guess the ceremony's going on right now. I'm going to have to check that out on demand. but yeah, just so much tonight, man. So I guess tonight is NXT and the Hall of Fame in the same night? Same time? Is it the what they're going for?
I don't think NXT moves
stand and
until
deliver,
after
right?
WrestleMania.
The two-night show they're doing.
Yeah. What's that, Matt?
Wait, is it tonight and tomorrow, or is it tomorrow and Thursday?
That's what I thought it was, tomorrow and Thursday.
That's what I thought
might
it was.
Be. Maybe
yeah.
It is. So what's tonight, then? Just the Hall of Fame?
Just the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize about that. I thought that NXT was Tuesday and Wednesday starting this week.
Yeah, I was going to give Rat Boy a special shout-out. This is the Rat Boy!
Somebody pointed out to me the other day, and I didn't even think about it, but this is the first time in the history of wrestling that we're getting 12 straight days of primetime wrestling that you can't miss.
Mm.
12 straight days.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah. Of course, they're considering Impact can't miss.
Yes, I said, what? I mean, that's one way to look at it.
I guess NXT. I don't know.
See, you mentioned Impact, and all of a sudden the energy of the show dies.
And NXT will be on that night as well, so it's not like it's just... I really thought that NXT was tonight, because I thought this was the beginning of moving to a night where they're better poised to compete.
Yeah. It's better poised to compete.
Yeah, exactly.
So
914-338-1885 is the number to get in touch with us tonight, and I definitely am excited to take your calls as we talk about all this stuff and so much more. Now, Matt, you brought up the idea, not the idea, because you didn't bring it up, but it's a great idea that Chris Jericho is actually going to be on the Broken Skull sessions on Sunday. I cannot believe that this was kind of approved by the company. I wonder if Vince McMahon didn't realize that Chris Jericho actually works for the competition. Maybe he forgot. I don't know what they're going to talk about, because I can't imagine that Jericho's going on there and not talking about AEW. But I can't imagine that AEW, I can't imagine that WWE would be okay with it either. So the whole thing is a little weird to me, kind of surreal. When they had that, like, you know, that 20-second trailer snippet thing, I was like, that's pretty cool, but it didn't seem real, you know? Just didn't seem real.
I think there's two ways to look at this, and I think way number one, which I think I would caution people against going this far with it, but I think there might be some sentiment that, you know, this opens the door to, like, you know, AEW versus WWE matches, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. I think, like, if you were hoping to see Jon Moxley versus Roman Reigns or Kenny Omega versus Drew McIntyre, you're going to be waiting a while yet. But it's undeniably a huge deal that they've got, and that they've got an AEW talent like Jericho on a WWE interview show. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think the fact that it's Jericho means something. Like, they wouldn't be doing this with Kenny Omega. They wouldn't even be doing this with somebody else who had history in the company like Jon Moxley. But, I mean, Jericho spent the better part of 20 years of his career in WWE and was a huge star for them. And, look, I think if they can at least acknowledge that, you know, Jericho is, at least among wrestling fans, a household name. You know, I think there's something to be gained for both parties here.
Now, do you think that it means that Jericho is going to go back to WWE as soon as his contract is up? Because a lot of people are saying that.
Absolutely. Nope. I don't think so.
No.
I don't believe that's the case at all.
Okay.
What's that? Stroh says yes. I don't think he does. I don't know that he ever goes back to wrestle for them full time again.
Wow. No, maybe not full-time, but I could see him going back. Show, it's all about the money, right? It's all about money, baby.
It's
ching-ching, as they say. I could see it.
Yeah, I could.
And I think AEW has been slowly – I don't know how long Jericho's deal is. I'm guessing it's for another year. But I think that they've slowly been trying to transition toward – life without Jericho in case they don't have him, if that makes any sense. Because he was the centerpiece for the first year. And they've slowly been trying to, like, focus around other guys.
He'll come back long enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
I think so. Just looking at him, I can't imagine he's got a lot more years of wrestling, like, at least, certainly not at that kind of schedule.
Then if AEW's still around, he'll go back, Tony. After he gets stuck to the
He'll jump
Fame.
Back and forth, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just here's my thing. If Jericho wants to do this interview, and that's really what I think it comes down to, then AEW is not going to stand in his way because they don't want the ill will there. They also got to figure that there is a degree of Jericho 3 year more. Okay, thank you, Rat Boy. That's kind of insight you can only get on YouTube. Jericho 3 year more. I don't think AEW would stand in his way, Ray. And I think that if Jericho really wanted to do it, then, like, again, I mean, I don't think – they're certainly not going to say, no, you can't, because it's him. And I'm sure part of what AEW is thinking is, hey, people maybe Google Jericho and learn a little bit more about AEW in the process.
Well, I think that is what AEW is booking on happening. And – I mean, you guys are right. You can't, if you're AEW, you are not going to tell Jericho, no, don't do this. Like, there's the upside to keeping him off there is so monumentally small compared to the downside of not letting him do that. That, I mean, yeah, obviously you're not going to do that. To a degree, if this is something Jericho wants to do, if you're WWE, you're going to do this too. Because if you're WWE, this kind of goes back to something we've talked about the last few weeks. You haven't exactly created household names, you know, for the better part of the last decade or so.
Yeah.
Better or what? You know, that's still a name that you can put into an interview show in WrestleMania week and have it still matter and have it still have the gravitas that you've been wanting.
Right.
To me, the interesting question here, and I suppose Stroh's the only one that could really speak to this with any, real degree of insight, because he's the only one who can have been in this position before. If I'm Jericho and I do this interview, doesn't this kind of leave me in an awkward spot with AEW? Forever moving forward, because there's always going to be, well, when are you going to leave hanging over your head?
It's weird. Stro, I don't know what you think about it. I can't recall a time when Vince McMahon has ever allowed a major star from another company to do something like this. And now
he's,
you know,
he's a businessman.
He's a lifer. Yeah. I mean, I can think of, for example, I think the year was 2012 or 2011. Ric Flair was in Impact, and they put him in the Hall of Fame anyway. And they worked out a deal where they essentially stole Ric Flair, and Impact got, like, Christian for, like, an appearance or two. They got him back. The entire thing is weird.
Well, I think Chris will always have that connection with Vince, though.
Sure.
One way or another, yeah.
But I'm just shocked, you know? It almost harkens back to me of, like, the time and totally different situation, because he was under contract, but when Ric Flair started showing up with the WCW title. Like, it's that kind of special.
And Chris has got it in good with both companies. So he's in a really good position.
Yeah, yeah. And I could see him. Well, first of all, I think that the competition thing, and Matt, I'm curious what you think, because I know you're a huge AEW guy. I think the competition thing is overplayed. I suspect most of the guys and girls in both companies don't really look at it like they're competing with each other. I think they look at it like it's another opportunity to make a living, which was desperately needed in professional wrestling. But I don't know the WWE is necessarily looking at AEW and saying, like, we got to do everything we can to harm these guys. I think USA wanted to, but I don't know that WWE necessarily wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess the hard part is distinguishing how much of it was USA versus how much of it was WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, moving NXT off of the network and onto USA to go head-to-head with Dynamite was definitely a move to try to undermine them. And I think, you know, wasn't the timing of the announcement that NXT is moving to Tuesdays, didn't that kind of almost coincide with when AEW announced that it re-upped with TNT? So, I mean, I think on one hand, it's kind of a – and look, this is – the Wednesday Night War was nothing compared to what the Monday Night War was. It was a different time. Wrestling was much hotter back then. The ratings for all the shows were different. The way you watch the shows was different. But still, I mean, you know, I think – WWE or USA or whoever has kind of acknowledged that what the attempt to kind of take a chunk out of AEW didn't really work out, and they're just taking the show off and putting it on a non-competing night. And truthfully, I don't think that that's necessarily a bad idea. Maybe it'll give NXT an opportunity to kind of get back to being booked a little bit more the way that it was before it moved off the network. And I'm curious to see for both shows, like, are the ratings going to inflate for both shows now that they're not on the same night anymore?
I think they're going to go up for sure. I mean, unless we take away from NXT's numbers. And I can't imagine that that's going to be any kind of a long-term thing. So, in all seriousness, I think the numbers will go up. I actually wonder if the end of 2021 won't be the beginning of AEW's numbers starting to rival Raw's. Because if you double their numbers, they're not far off from where Raw is.
That's a big ask, though.
I know.
But we're not talking about like a half point or something. You're telling them to double their numbers. That's big. I mean, I think 2021 could make it interesting, but then
I mean, look at it this way: if half the people were watching NXT and NXT's not on, do you think those half the people are going to go outside and play in the fresh air, or are they going to watch AEW?
I mean, I actually can't argue with that, because I think if you were sitting inside watching NXT on a Wednesday night, there's a chance that you're allergic to fresh air. So, like, hooray indeed. So I can't argue with that. But, like, I also think that, like, the idea that AEW is just going to double their ratings. And, look, Matt's right. I mean, it was not a Wednesday night war. It was a Wednesday night skirmish.
Yeah.
So I think the takeaway, and he's right, by the way, you know, we're never going to know unless somebody from USA or somebody from WWE that's in that decision-making role one day comes out and talks about this. We're never going to know necessarily if it was WWE wanting to go after AEW or whether they simply just kind of played along because they're in a good spot with USA and playing along made sense.
David Meltzer could put it over in the next Kenny Omega intro.
Yeah.
We won the ratings.
Finish your thought.
I was going to say, you know, to me, it seems like between the timing of when they announced that NXT was going to move to a slot they could compete in more competitively, and the fact that an AEW star is going to be on a WWE interview show during their biggest weekend of the year, I think WWE views them as competition. But I think that WWE views them as competition that they don't necessarily know what to do with.
Here's what I see. I see WWE reeling. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. I see their third program switching nights to increase the ratings. I see a Hall of Fame that they desperately wanted fans at that they're not going to be able to do, yet feel the need to do it anyway. I see the main selling point on Sunday, aside from WrestleMania, being Stone Cold interviewing an AEW star. I see bad booking decisions. I see the Hurt Business taken out of a high-profile spot to do nothing a week before your biggest show of the year. I just see so many just grasping at straw type of things going on with WWE. And again, maybe I'm reading into it too much, but that's what I'm observing. And I can't for the life of me, Matt, think of a time when WWE had so much negative momentum going into their biggest show of the year. They're not even going to have the fans like they wanted. They're going to have some, but it's not going to be like they wanted.
And it's not like the tickets were flying off the shelf either.
Although I do think they sold out their limited number, didn't they?
They might have, but I think they were also hoping for them to sell out within like an hour or two, and that just didn't happen.
Well, to be fair, because they were selling them separately, they didn't start announcing what matches were going to be on what night until a couple days ago. I guess about a week ago.
But that's ridiculous, too. Don't you think people,
why would I buy tickets for night one if the match that I really want to see is on night two?
Right. That just doesn't make sense. And, I mean, on one hand, I like the idea of them splitting WrestleMania into two nights because sitting there in front of my television for 7 hours straight, ending at midnight on a Sunday night when I have to get up at 5:30 and go to work the next day is not – that's not fun. I didn't enjoy those marathon WrestleMania sessions. So –
It's like a WCW
all-nighter. Yeah. And midnight is being generous. There was definitely a time when I saw The Undertaker limping out of the ring at 2 o'clock in the morning.
They got the pajamas.
Yeah.
Like, it's past his bedtime. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Matt brings up a really good point, that there is a certain upside, and I think he had more to this thought, so I definitely would want to kick it back to him. There is a certain upside to splitting WrestleMania between 2 days, although I got to tell you, I personally don't like it. I really don't. First off, you do not need, and this is something we should probably cover maybe after a break or something a little bit later in the show in more depth, but you do not need a seven-hour WrestleMania. And if you're someone who's going to, like, call into the show or write into the show later and talk about how, I don't like how the one with the glasses said we don't need the 7 hour because I'm a big wrestling fan and I want all the wrestling because I lost my Tinder login. Like, you know, you don't need that. You need help if you need a 7 hour WrestleMania.
I doubt they even talk about wrestling, period. They call it.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of it being of your biggest show being on a Saturday night instead of a Sunday night. I think that makes infinitely more sense.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I wasn't a big fan of the marathon WrestleManias like they've been the last couple of years. I have always kind of said that just because it's your biggest show of the year doesn't mean that you need to get every star on the roster on it. They were focusing on getting guys on WrestleMania that they couldn't get on Raw and SmackDown. That made no sense to me. If you're not highlighting them all year, what are you worried about them getting 30 seconds in a Battle Royal?
Hi, Mom.
Exactly. Maybe World War III. I can't think of a time when WCW got almost everybody on the roster on one show.
The two battle royals. Yeah, the two ring battle royals. Remember
that? That was like 30 men in each or something, right? Or something like that?
Yeah.
Fall Brawl, Lethal Lottery, World War III, whatever it was called. I apologize. I like them all. I just don't remember them. it's just funny. It's just funny. So speaking of which, Ratboy brought up the point that they're actually going to do the Andre the Giant Battle Royal on SmackDown. Now, I don't know why they're doing the Battle Royal in the first place. I mean, obviously, it's a ratings grab for SmackDown because nobody's going to watch the SmackDown before WrestleMania, especially in the middle of a 12-day bender with professional wrestling every night of the week, you know? I'm joking around about eyes. I'm going to need, like, the Clockwork Orange machine just to watch all this. There's no way I'm going to be able to sit there and just consume all this wrestling. It's impossible.
I don't want to consume this much wrestling, to be honest.
I'm dreading it.
You can do it.
I'm dreading it. Oh, man. I feel like it's WrestleMania, and we should be more excited. I mean, this Saturday should be like a highlight of the year. Mm-hmm. And instead, I'm kind of, like, dreading it. Like, I'm not dreading it because some of it's going to be really good. And I'm sure some of it will be funny and creative and all that jazz. But I don't know. I can't think of the last time that WrestleMania really felt like WrestleMania to me. I can't think of the last. Maybe the one in Dallas. And even that one, I hated that main event with Hunter and Roman. I don't know.
Yeah.
It hasn't felt like a WrestleMania in a long time. Maybe the last one was Daniel Bryan.
30, I think, was probably the last time that it felt like a huge show. And I've told you this before.
31?
Like,
31 on
Payroll
looks real good. That was the one with Sting.
Yeah.
And you know, Seth Rollins cashing in to win the title. But
When was Jericho's handicap match against the Three Legends?
25, I think. Does that sound right?
I thought maybe like 26, 27, but yeah, I suppose you're in the ballpark.
I think it was 25 because I used to go to this little dive bar down by the Philadelphia airport to watch them at that point. And I was definitely there. That was the one with Mickey Rourke, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was the year when the wrestler
came
out. So what was that?
I want to say 2008.
Movie.
I would say it might be back that far.
Yeah, so 2009 was 25. Yeah.
Yeah, that a WrestleMania has really felt that big.
That was the one with Shawn and Undertaker. Probably the last huge mega WrestleMania match I've seen. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like 26, 27. I don't know. I feel like since 30, they've been going downhill.
For sure. There's definitely, like to me, that's kind of like the last time that there was a high watermark was about 24, 25. But there is definitely a distinct line of demarcation starting at about 29, 30.
Stro, when you were doing WCW, was there extra pressure on you guys in March and April knowing that WrestleMania was coming up, or was it just kind of like you're going to have your night another night of the year?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was just like they were like big on ratings from week to week, that type of thing.
So they were more worried about how Nitro did than how their pay-per-views did generally.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And WWE is taking it to the other extreme. They don't care about the pay-per-views or the TV ratings. So. yeah. I'm curious what everybody thinks about all this. 914-338-1885 is the number to call in tonight. And we'll be dipping into the callers shortly. You know, we can certainly talk about WrestleMania's past and get excited for this WrestleMania. And, I again, the Jericho thing on Stone Cold, I see that as so groundbreaking because Just I can't imagine or I can't envision a time when WWE has put so much focus on a guy that's not on their payroll and, in fact, is kind of taken away from their ratings at different points this year. It seems very strange to me. And the only thing I can figure is that WWE is trying to remind us that at some point, yes, they'll – it's like this promoter I knew, Stro, back in the day. Kathy, you know him personally. remember the Mike Tartaglia line, Kathy?
The who, man?
The Mike Tartaglia line. So whenever you had a blowout with somebody, whether it was Deonna Purrazzo or Eric Martin or Mike – whoever it was that – Mike Tartaglia would look you dead in the eyes, Stro, and he'd go, they all come back. They all come back. He was never worried about anybody leaving mad. He's like, they all come back. And he's right.
If the roast beef's right, they'll be back.
And we all know where he's at now.
He'll be back, too.
I mean, his little juicy bar.
914-338-1885. So... we will talk about all that on the other side. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We'll get that out of the way, and then we're going to dip into the callers. I see we have, I think it's Malcolm and Tura and a couple other numbers on the line as well. Again, 914-338-1885. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
Nah, everything's peachy.
Maybe you sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union and North Step Productions, in conjunction with Boo Ray Atlantic City, proudly present Jersey Shore Jam 2. May 15th, featuring As We Become Ghosts and Rat Rod. It's been a long, cold winter, and now it's time to rock. Also appearing, the Rock and Roll Union House Band, Shades of Grey, playing all of your favorites from the 60s to now. All COVID regulations will be in place. Tickets are available at Eventbrite.com and are extremely limited, so get them before they run out. Doors open at 6 and showtime is at 7. Rat Rod, As We Become Ghosts, and Shades of Grey. Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th at Boo Ray, 201 South New York Avenue, Atlantic City. Did I mention there's free parking? Don't miss it.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Since 2012, HIAC Talk Radio has been bringing you the best of independent wrestling and wrestling on the worldwide scale, with interviews and other segments now featuring the wrestling historian with Craig Ligon.
every Thursday night at 6 p.m. at VOCNation.com, or go to your Android or iPhone and type in VOC Nation Radio Network and subscribe to the greatest wrestling podcast network in the world. Listen to HIAC Wrestling Podcast today.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone, call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is the Sister, the Doctor of Style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you know Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Jerry, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major feds as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler, promoter Chris Best discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs, yeah, you get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast.
Sometimes the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the air. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling, VOC Wrestling Nation Radio Network, whatever. VOCNation.com. Be sure to check
WNBC.
WNBC. Lance Election. ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I don't even understand that reference, but thank you. So anyway, welcome back, everybody. Welcome one, welcome all. I wanted to remind you all, don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. Just search VOC Nation. Find us on Patreon. There's a link from VOCNation.com. By the way, the new website is coming along, and it looks great. It will be ready by last Wednesday, so get excited about that. that's the date that they gave us, last Wednesday. So I would imagine that you're probably looking at it right now, even though I know that it's not up. So be sure to check that out when it gets up, and follow the link to Patreon, where for as little as $3 a month, you can get access to all this great content without advertisements. For just a little more, I think it's $9 a month, I think, or $10 a month, something like that. You can get access to all of Bill Apter's stuff. That's all the old interviews dating back to, like, the 70s. You know, the old Madison Square Garden stuff and everything. All those Bill Apter files available as part of the Patreon middle tier there. So be sure to check that out. And then I think there's a high-end tier that includes Q&As with all the favorite stars from VOC Nation as well. So lots of great stuff. Be sure to search for VOC Nation on Patreon. We are, of course, talking about WrestleMania, which is this Sunday. And I want to say pomp and circumstance, but it's not even that. We're talking about all that tonight. And before we really kind of dive back in, Stro, what do you got going on this week?
Oh, aside from all the wrestling this week, it's going to be a busy week for yours truly, too. Thursday night on WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on VOCNation.com, we'll be discussing the career of the Four Horsemen. So looking forward to diving into all that and all the different variations of the Horsemen through the years. And then Friday on my horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time at facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. We'll be featuring the ghost and the guest from back in the 50s. So that should be a lot of fun. And then wait, there's more.
And then, it's like, dude, where's my car? And then?
Someday I'll be a special guest, right?
Sorry.
At the Charlotte Comic Con at the Concord Civic Center in Concord, North Carolina, from 10 to 5, I believe. And for more information, go to charlottecomiccon.com for more info, and I'll be one of the special guest judges for the cosplay contest that day.
Very nice. Very nice. You know, Kathy, I'm actually supposed to get my vaccine on Friday, my second vaccine. Now, whether that's good or not, I'm not going to get political here. I'm still not thrilled that I'm doing it, but I'm doing it.
Just because it kind of
Pfizer. So here's my concern. I'm concerned I'm going to be hungover on Saturday for WrestleMania Night 1, and then I'm going to be hungover on Sunday from watching WrestleMania Night 1 on Saturday. That's my concern.
The solution is to just not get the vaccine, Brady.
That does make sense. Yeah, then I'll only be hungover on Sunday.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Kathy?
There's no side effects from Pfizer.
I don't know.
Better not risk it.
As reported by CNN, anything and everything can happen with each and every. I don't know. The side effects range from nothing to death, and anything in between.
There is no such thing.
I am only playing.
You might get feelings of the flu. That's it.
Well, I don't want the flu.
And they last 12 hours.
Yeah, who wants the flu, Kathy?
I don't want the flu. WrestleMania is going to give me the flu.
I
don't want
the flu. Symptoms of the flu.
Okay.
Look, Kathy, here's what I heard. I heard you say Brady should suffer for no reason, and I just can't abide that.
Why not? I did.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm getting it, and I really hope I get like a foot growing out of my head or something like really cool that we can share with like the Patreon subscribers. You know.
That would definitely be a top tier subscription.
I could charge 20. It would be like the VOC equivalent of like a freak show, you know, like a come on in, just $10, $20 a month, and you can see the guy with a foot for a face. He took Pfizer, and there's no side effects whatsoever.
And he's wearing a jester hat.
Come on in and see the human rat.
Oh, man.
Wait, hold on. I tried to get it. Where is it? Circus. That was it. Circus. Here we go. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. We have a human rat dressed like a jester for your amusement here tonight. We've got the human 12-year-old who pretends to be 30 living in Orlando. We've got,
the amazing Thanks. Brady and his ability to literally stand on his head.
I'm just kidding, of course. I'm sure it'll be fine, Kathy, I'm sure. And if nothing else, Kelly's friend invited us to a barbecue on Saturday afternoon, so I can pretend I'm sick now.
Oh, God.
I'll be like, sorry. I have flu-like symptoms for the day.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
And she'll still make it.
You want to get back to... Speaking of flu-like symptoms, do you guys want to get back to WrestleMania talk, or do we want to have more VOC circus?
We got room for both. I want to bring on Malcolm first, and then we'll get back to the WrestleMania talk because he's been waiting a while. What's going on, Malcolm? Malcolm Wildman, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Brady. First of all, I want to say Hello to you. Hello to Stro. Hello to Kathy. Hello to Maniac Matt. Hello to...
hello.
Is Ray on there? Yeah, if Ray's on there, tell him I said hello to you. Yeah.
Ray.
Hi, Ray. From Malcolm.
Oh, thanks. Tell Malcolm I said hi back.
Hey, Malcolm. Ray says hello.
Hello, told me to tell him.
They're going to get free.
Ray. Yeah. Malcolm says hi.
Saturday, I'm going to be at Adam's mom and his stepmom's house. I was there at Christmas. His mom and stepmom are really nice. His real mom, Adam Helms, he runs, what's it called again, Battleground Championship Wrestling, I think they call it here, BCW production. I've got his email address. But Adam is about 20 years younger than me. And he's like my best friend. I tell everybody, you know, David Arquette was my best friend. He is. And, you know, Brady, you're my best friend. I'm going to tell everybody, I can have as many best friends as I want. And if you don't like it, lump it.
That's right.
You know, it's like,
Papa
Joe, my best friend.
Who are your worst best friend?
Well, I don't want to get into that. I'd rather have good friends than, you know, people that...
Okay.
I'll just say, I told the VA crisis line, they're concerned about my mental condition, and they said back in the fall when the year started, did you want to associate with people? And I said, nah, not a few people, but not most people I don't want to associate with. And they said, why? I said, well, I'm a very intelligent person. I don't want to pick up their stupidity habits, you know. So, you know, it's like infectious, you know. You're around somebody stupid, you become stupid, or you act stupid, you know. Like,
right.
I used to go to Raider games.
This just happened overnight? No, I've been around crazy people all my life.
Yeah, Brady, I used to go to Raider games in Oakland, and by the fourth quarter, they were drunk going in there. Guy comes up there, hey, dude, what's the score? I said, it's up there on the scoreboard. I can't see. I'm not surprised. I'm just all about being respectful to other people. And I'd like respect back. Just like this, Brady, everybody I've met that's going to be involved in WrestleMania in Tampa Bay, I want to wish them all good luck. My buddy Bobby Lashley, Hulk Hogan for hosting WrestleMania. I got to do this, Brady, to put this.
The greatest WrestleMania be this year because the man, the number one dude on the planet, the man with a 24-inch python, the holster,
he should do WrestleMania this year.
The eat your vitamins, the believing in Hulkamania for life.
What you gonna do when Hulkamania runs wild on you, brother?
That they are all Hulkamaniacs in my book, man.
I like how it doesn't even stop. You think he put the phone down to do this?
I couldn't live next to him.
He could do a 3-hour version of Raw with just one promo. That'd be great.
I think so. And it would be as opposed to Raw with just three people doing 1-hour promos. Oh, brother. You excited? I got to ask you, what was your favorite WrestleMania of all time? We're going to be doing something very shortly with that. What's your favorite WrestleMania?
WrestleMania 2. It was 2 because Jake the Snake Roberts put the snake on George Wells, and he used to play for the Oakland Raiders in the Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York. You know, and Paul Orndorff took on the magnificent Don Morocco, and they each had a different type of pile driver. And then Uncle Elmo took on adorable Adrian in L.A. And then one of my favorites, the Funk Brothers.
Sorry.
The Funk Brothers, Terry and Hoss Funk, Dory Funk Jr., with Jimmy Hart, his megaphone, against Tito Santana and the JYB, you know, and they were going so fast, Brady, that they made the Junkyard Dog, he was a slow guy, the big guy, they made him move fast, you know, in the match. He was like moving faster than he did.
And Hulk Hogan fought Al Bundy on that show, too.
Oh, no, Hulk Hogan. He was in a steel cage,
and with Stephen.
Without Bundy.
Bunky Mania, Rebel, and he took him down. Bundy tied his T-shirt around Hogan's neck on the third top rope, and Hogan still shot over and stopped him from getting out of the cage.
All right. Duly noted, WrestleMania 2. For the record, I think most people don't like that WrestleMania compared to the others. It seems to me like...
If you don't like it, I got two words for you, brother. Fuck it! Because I loved it.
Malcolm, can we get a...
I changed my phone number And I've got to say this, Brady. I like Alexa Bliss. I think she's a terrific wrestler. But I'll be damned
if not
to hear about a stupid, dirty, smelly pig, Larry Steep. I'm tired of hearing it. If my brother wants to talk to me like a normal person, then, you know, he's able to mature. We go to high school. We go to college. But we don't mature. When are people going to actually mature and act their age and not their shoe size? If I want to hear about a pig,
right about
I'll
the
turn
time
on
the show gets
to Green Acres and watch Arnold Zippel. Okay? Remember the WrestleMania album in 85, September, and they did Land of a Thousand Dances, and Uncle Elmer goes, I don't talk too good, but my pigs talk a whole lot better. You know, I'll go hang out with Hillbilly Jim. I want to talk about pigs, man.
There you go.
And I'll,
Go hang out with him.
I like Alexa Bliss. I still think her best match to me was on Survivor Series 2017. I was in Redlands, California, watching the whole event, and she was taking on Charlotte Flair, and she missed the twist of Bliss or whatever she called that finishing maneuver. But even the matches she lost, she's so small. She's like the female Rey Mysterio. You know, she makes effort with her heart, you know. And if I meet Alexa Bliss, I'm going to tell her it's an honor to meet you, but I'm just not interested in your pig, okay? I mean, I got a life, man. I got Amazon Prime. I got 52 episodes of Speed Racer. I got all three seasons of Batman, you know.
The Three Little Pigs. It's hilarious. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got Amazon Prime addiction. I'm always ordering movies and TV shows. I'm filling myself a library and loving it.
Oh yeah, man.
As Get Smart used to say.
All right, brother.
Oink, oink.
You're the man.
They got to put a little madness in the WrestleMania in Tampa Bay, even though he's not here. I got to put some divine madness, like Sunday night. Michael Devine was the guest, and this guy was hilarious. And I get to meet him at the Hall of Fame ceremony, and he's going to love it. Yeah.
You're the man, Malcolm. How about a Braun Strowman for the way out? He's big and stupid, and he's fighting Shane McMahon.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Oh, Braun Strowman. I want to meet him so bad. Braun Strowman to me is like, you know, I like to meet
big
wrestlers.
Can you do a Braun Strowman? Can you do his impression?
Let's see.
He's good at it.
Hey, Vince. There's your WrestleMania ticket. Ha, ha, ha.
You're the man, Malcolm. I love you, brother. That's Malcolm Mania.
Malcolm Mania, man.
So anyway, Ray, before I put him on, you wanted to talk about WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania.
I had that thought. Can we go back to Uncle Elmo?
I can't do it good. I do it better sometimes than others.
Oh my God.
Hi.
Elmo
wants to wrestle you.
I'll bet he does.
Please bring them back together. God,
oh, my goodness. So Billy Kay has a partner, but it can't be Peyton Royce because we're too busy doing nothing with her.
That's good. That's good. No, Brady, I did. I had a thing that I thought of during WrestleMania, and it goes into the idea that you talked about, that you see WWE flailing and grasping at straws, and a thought occurred, and so I wanted to see if this was true.
Okay.
So during the break, I asked you guys what's your favorite WrestleMania, the best WrestleMania in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I had said WrestleMania 3. And that was what Stro and Kathy came up with too, and you said it was close between 6 and 8 for you. So I looked those up, and I crunched some numbers really quickly. I think we are in agreement that WrestleMania does not need to be 7 hours. And if we look at, you look at the start times right now, I guess schedules show it ending at 11 Eastern both nights. So that puts mm-hmm. you anywhere from between 6 to 8 hours.
Between the two nights. Yeah, and that's not counting, by the way, the pre-show, which I believe usually starts at 5.
Yes.
It might start at 6 this year, though. They haven't said.
Anyway, that puts you between, that gives you anywhere from about 6 to 8 hours over the course of the two nights. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So WrestleMania 3 had a total of 12 matches.
Mm-hmm.
Within those matches, they managed to get between singles competitors, tag team partners, and managers a total of 46 unique people on the card.
Yeah.
Total amount of wrestling time, 83 minutes. WrestleMania 6. They had 15 matches, fewer tag matches, but they still got about 45 unique people on the card.
Wow.
Total wrestling time is right about 2 hours. So how are they going to do for 7 hours?
They're going to get 800 people on the show.
You don't need this. No one needs this. Maybe Malcolm needs this, but no one other than him needs this.
Malcolm wants to go back to like 1985, so I don't think he's at issue here. I think where I thought you were going with this was that wrestling was so much more impactful in the 80s, and that's why each and every one of us basically chose something from the early years of WrestleMania when it's been around for almost 40 years.
They might as well have a parade.
Yeah.
Like Macy's.
I'm just curious. Could you, while we're talking, could you count up the numbers for WrestleMania 17? I'm just curious. Because that is kind of the one that, like, from the Attitude Era that everybody points at. And I know there was a Battle Royal or two that, like, threw that off. But I feel like that was, like, one that was more like the early years. I might have just given you a huge homework assignment. I'm sorry. But the good news is you'll miss out on Rat Boy when he comes on. What's going on, Rat Boy? How you doing, you little joker?
Hey, there's 36 WrestleManias.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, and
it's almost 40.
You don't need.
It started in 1985.
Stop. You do not need to scream into your microphone.
I'm not screaming into my microphone.
You are.
I've worked with announcers that are like him.
All right. Okay.
I got to take a car that looks like you, Rat Boy. I got to take a car that looks like you,
Rat
Boy.
that was down Columbus. I went down Columbus on Sunday.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And what did you pay for it? $3?
I got it for free.
For free.
It came out of our stuff that we were sorting out down there, and I found it.
Where is your table at Columbus?
On Sunday, we were off to the side there.
Are you outside or inside?
We're outside.
Okay. Are you under the tents, or are you, like, just with a table?
No, we're open. Everybody push it in the back.
Yeah.
Like, you heard the bagel butt, right?
The what? The bagel butt?
The bagel butt. Right down from here. You come down, straight down to the emergency.
Where's the bagel butt?
Bagel butt.
Right there. See you.
Bubble
you come in.
Bubble butt. Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll come find you at some point.
This is for a big white truck that says Sandor and Son.
Sandor and Son, okay.
Yes.
I'm not that familiar with it, but I was there a couple weeks ago.
You went
and there. And I am going to go back.
I was so windy.
It was so windy when I was there. It was a tornado that went by.
Yeah, that's why we didn't go down, because of the wind.
Yeah, it was crazy. Somebody got sucked into the tornado and just flew away.
But on Thursdays now, we're behind the building now by the overhead sign there.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll find you.
I was on Peacock the other night. Mm-hmm. I saw Humpty Brewster.
Humpty Brewster?
Yeah, Brewster. Yeah.
I thought you said Humpty. Humpty Brewster.
But then Alexa Bliss and Charlotte and The Undertaker was on it.
I didn't see The Undertaker. I saw Alexa and Charlotte.
He's in the background.
Okay.
He was in the background talking to somebody. The Undertaker.
Yeah. Well, it was a fun show.
I love every one of them.
Rat Boy, what was your favorite WrestleMania?
Well, I got two of them. WrestleMania 2, then Hulk Hogan versus...
Oh, good, he froze.
That's a good thing. Mute him, please. Okay, Brady, so I did the math on you. Okay, so there was only one
Battle Royal. We'll come back.
There was only one Battle Royal. Okay. Yeah. WrestleMania 17 had 12 total matches. Now, if you include the Battle Royal, they got 63 people on that card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For a total of about 2 hours and 10 minutes of wrestling time.
That's not that
so
bad.
So, again, what the hell are you doing with these 7 hours?
They should just include NXT as part of WrestleMania, too. Just have it be like 4 days.
Come on, bud.
I don't know what Rat Boy's saying. Rat Boy, I'm gonna come back to you soon. Don't worry. We have
jobs.
That was my thing. When it was on Sunday and it started at 5 o'clock and went until 2 o'clock in the morning, it makes it hard to go anywhere and enjoy it with people like I used to back when I was younger. And I work from home on Monday, and I couldn't do it. It's just too much. It's too much.
It is too much. I keep going back to this. You know, you look at the amount of people that they are getting in these earlier WrestleManias, and the amount of time that they're getting in. It's inexcusable.
Come up for you, that boy.
Oh, no. All right. Thanks. Hey. So you have something else you wanted to say before I let you go. Go ahead.
I'm finally getting my rabies shot this Saturday at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
All right.
My first shot, because they called me up today. I called up last week, and they called me up today.
Why are you in Philadelphia if you live in Trenton?
I'm not going to Philly. They're doing it right here at the Trenton Arena here.
I thought you just said that you were going to Philadelphia for your rabies shot.
No, I'm getting my first shot.
Those sirens are too loud, Rat Boy. I'm going to mute you again. Sorry. So I think Ray just poked his eyes out or something.
Good Lord.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I agree. I don't understand, and I've been saying this for years. What is the point of getting everybody on the roster on WrestleMania? Especially since, like I said, you're not getting everybody on the roster on every episode of Raw. There's a lot of people you're not worried about fitting into a three-hour show, so why do you want them on your five-hour pay-per-view? I don't know. Four-hour pay, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's too many hours is what it is. I mean, Stroh, as a performer, doesn't that long of a show begin to interfere with you as a performer?
Well, it makes it difficult. I remember doing TV tapings, right? And some of those long TV tapings I was at was like, for example, I mean, if we had like a four-hour TV taping, you know, it was really tough to be in the latter matches of the tapings because then the people, the audience was so distraught, wore out. And like back in the day when WWE used to do those long TV tapings, like
like marathons.
Yeah, and you just really feel for the audience, and you know, we go out there and do our thing, but it's just like, man, we really felt for the you know, the people that had to stay there for a long duration.
Yeah. I saw it, Rat Boy. Thank you. I Ozzy is a Hall of Famer. My heart hurts.
Yay.
Yeah, those marathons, I can remember, like, you know, hearing about, especially, like, WWE, like, back in the day, they'd go to, like, for example, like the Poughkeepsie, whatever, Mid-Hudson Civic Center. And they'd record a month's worth of television in one sitting. And
crazy.
Yeah, I think WrestleMania has kind of gotten too big for itself. I don't know if it's like, are they constantly raising their expectations, and that's why it's become what it has? I don't know. I'm at a loss for words.
I mean, if you've got raised expectations, you have a hell of a way of showing it over the last decade or so. I mean, considering we spent the end of the first segment of the show on here talking about how, you know, how there hasn't been a good WrestleMania in almost a decade.
Well, listen, I don't mean raised expectations as far as that goes. I mean WWE. You know, we did a two-hour show. Now we did a two-hour and 15-minute show. Now we did a two-hour and 30-minute. And it just gradually has gotten longer and longer and longer. And their rosters have gotten more and more and more bloated. And it's like, you know, every single year the expectation is they have to be a little bit – it can't be better than the year before, so it's got to be a little bit bigger than the year before. And I think that's why we're where we're at. And the other thing is the WWE Network. With the start of the WWE Network, they suddenly didn't have to be off the air by 11. You know, it used to be they had to pay extra if they went overtime, and, you know, a lot of times their signals were dropped in major markets. Like WCW had that problem. We were talking about it a couple weeks ago. Like, you know, when you go past 11, it starts to go to the replay because that's the time that's allotted for it. And with the WWE Network, now it's like, hey, like, hell. Who are we preempting? Booker T is interviewing. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing on the network that they have to worry. They can't get pushed back if WrestleMania has to go until 6 in the morning. And that's why we're where we are. It's stupid. It really is dumb. And it's made WrestleMania, I won't say it's made it meaningless, but it's been rendered so much less than it should have been.
It has become farcical.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah. You're right. You know, if you, and I did this a couple of years ago, I started from the beginning with the WWE Network, and I watched all the WrestleManias in order, and I got up to like 10 or 11 before I kind of abandoned the project just because I didn't feel like sitting through everything. And it really hit me in those early years how many matches they had on that show that actually meant something. Everybody had an angle. Everybody was involved in something very specific. And so, yeah, they had 15 matches at WrestleMania 5, I'm going to say. I think it was 15. But there really wasn't much of a down point. If WWE were to have 15 matches on this show, and I don't believe they have 15 lined up right now. I could be wrong about that, but certainly not for one night they don't. Yeah, it's like to have that many matches, you know a certain number of them are going to mean nothing. And that's how it's changed. And I know a big part of it is that, like, in the 80s, the matches generally were shorter. I understand that. But then the other way to look at it is we remember those matches. You know, we talk about a classic moment from WrestleMania 3, Ray. And I don't even mean, like, the, you know, Steamboat Savage or whatever. Let's say, okay, WrestleMania 2, right? Malcolm's talking about Uncle Elmo, right? So Uncle Elmo. He remembers that. And he remembers that that's WrestleMania 2. We're talking about a classic moment with Chris Jericho fighting all these legends, and we're arguing about what year it was and what WrestleMania it was. Because none of it means anything. You lose track at some point because it's not significant to you. And that's where we are. And yeah, that's why this year I can't even tell you what WrestleMania it is. I think it's 36 or 37. I don't know.
I mean, you have such a great point with the match length, too, and the fact that, you know, there's something to be said for, like, not everyone needs to be the star.
Right.
And there's also something to be said for, and Stroh certainly could speak to this because he not only did he live this, he saw it, that not everyone always needs to have the crown jewel match. Sometimes you can just have a regular match and be part of something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that WrestleMania 3 card that I looked at, okay, 12 matches. Two of them hit double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, under 10 minutes. Most of them, under 6.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Not everything needs to be an epic drawn-out match. Sometimes you can just go have a good match.
I'm curious. Like, take like a classic match, like Bret Owen, WrestleMania 10. And I'm not this huge Bret fan. But like, how long was that match? That match was. I'm looking to see.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, thank you. You'll probably be faster than I am. 20 minutes. All right, bad example. I thought it was going to be like 7. Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to look something up real quick. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
World title match. Hulk Hogan versus the Iron Sheik.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think I'm looking at the match time is right now?
That was a short one, I think. I'm going to say 6 minutes.
No.
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 Okay.
The world title match, about 15 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I mean, not every match needs to be this 20-25 minute slugfest.
Yeah.
let's go back to that classic WrestleMania 3. So
mm-hmm.
other than, you know, obviously I like Steamboat Savage, and for whatever it's worth, I like Andre Mooring. I like the Andre match more, knowing what he was rather than mm-hmm. for what that match is. But I got to tell you, if there's another match on that card that I really like, it's Roddy Piper fighting Adrian Adonis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
6 minutes.
Yeah. I was just looking up. I was just curious, like, to compare it to something modern. I'm going, okay, WrestleMania 31. So this is the one in San Francisco. This is the one where it was, like, daylight almost the entire show. And that was the one where Randy Orton took on Seth Rollins, if you guys remember. He went for the curb stomp, and Randy hopped up and RKO'd him in midair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 13 minutes. Again, a little long. I don't know. I don't know that there's really a point. I don't know. I was just curious for, like, a modern-day comparison, you know? Triple H and Sting was 18 minutes.
But does anyone remember that match? Did anyone like it?
I mean, here's the problem with it. And you know what I'm going to say. They couldn't just let that be the match. They had to have all these distractions and all these stupid gimmicks in the way of it, instead of just letting Sting have his moment. I'm not even talking Sting had to win. I'm just saying, just let the guy wrestle Triple H. Let that be the attraction. What do I need to see Billy Gunn and the Road Dogg back again for that match? Nothing against them. I thought they were great. You know, the NWO DX, two of my favorite groups of all time, but there was no reason for them to be involved in that. And that was it. Stro, I know we've talked about this in the past. That was disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, just let Sting wrestle, man. And he could wrestle back then.
I still think he could have contributed so much more if they would have allowed it.
I'm shocked he never won a world title there. Shocked.
I mean, some of that was his choice. You know, the thing is, even some of these longer matches that we're mentioning, you know, I think that kind of goes to the point that I made before.
Yeah.
We're talking about some crown jewel matches. You can have, you know, you can have a match dominate time-wise and sort of truly be this epic slugfest that you have to invest a lot of time and energy and therefore emotion into.
Mm-hmm.
But not every match can be that. And not every match needs to be that. And that's what they've lost. That's part of why they can't do what we've been coming on the show the last couple of weeks and saying, which is just put guys out on TV and have them wrestle and something will develop. Because they think that every match needs to end up being this long, epic match with tons of near falls, you know, two counts all over the place and everybody hits their finisher three times. That's not how it works. It doesn't work when you always do that. It breaks. And we're seeing that breakage right now.
Let's well, first of all, we're gonna bring on Derek. And it's great to have you back, Derek, by the way. With
Derek.
Such a week.
Great.
I think 12 consecutive days of can't-miss wrestling on top of all the other sideshow stuff and everything. We're talking about WrestleMania, and obviously, at some point, these super shows stopped being what they used to be when we were younger. And why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, I want to say we're still mourning the loss of the Hurt Business in my household. It's been very somber the last 2 weeks in my house.
Me too, brother. Me too.
Why do I think that is? You know what it is? I used to, even when WWE was at its worst, I used to always have faith that Mania season was coming up. And you can't mess up Mania season. And usually they didn't. Even last year, Mania season, you know, up until they, you know, they had to work from the Performance Center. The lead up to Mania last year was great with Brock and Drew and, you know, Owens and Rollins and all that stuff. And then this year, nothing feels. You know what? To a certain extent, Bobby and Drew feels like it could have been way more. But like I said, they broke up the Hurt Business, then you involved Baron Corbin, and it's like, all right, you know, all the momentum you built up with that, you killed. I think the only thing that's really kind of held its own on television was Roman, Edge, and Daniel Bryan, and even then they waited to, what, 3 weeks ago to put Daniel Bryan in that match? So,
yeah.
I don't know, and it's weird because I think Mania's in-ring is going to be a good show. I think both nights have a lot of matches that could be good. It's just the buildup has sucked. And I can't remember the last time. I mean, even bad Manias had good buildup. Like, I can remember the buildup to WrestleMania 2000 was still pretty good.
Yeah.
But this buildup's been terrible.
Yeah, it's weird. The whole thing is weird. Just out of curiosity, what was your favorite WrestleMania of all time?
I feel like I'm going to go with the stock answer, but I liked 17. I feel like 17 was the most complete Mania from top to bottom.
We've,
Good. That saves me some work.
You ran the numbers. Yeah. We're running numbers and comparing them. By the way, just for the record, Stro, Kathy, and Matt all said WrestleMania 3. I said, and Ray, you said 3 as well, right?
Yes.
So the four of them said 3. I said 6, and you said 17.
Okay.
And we've had callers throwing too.
And we're at WrestleMania 37. So that means the last one for any of us to say this is our top WrestleMania was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And 17 was just like every match had like – talent in it. Like, you had, of course, you had Rock and Austin, and then I believe you had Taker and Triple H, and then, you know, Kurt Angle was in a match, and William Regal was in a match, and Jericho, and it was just every match, Eddie Guerrero, all these guys were in every match, top to bottom.
Yes, it was a great wrestling show, and the wrestlers were the stars, and it also had that great angle with Stone Cold and The Rock. Absolutely amazing work. You know, Stone Cold finally shook Vince McMahon's hand after all that time and everything.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, Derek, because I think this is going to prove my point. How old were you when WrestleMania 17 came out, which would have been 2001?
2001, I think I was 14. I think I was like 13, 14. Not too long after my birthday. So yeah, I was still a teenager, early teens.
My answers were 6 and 8. WrestleMania 6 was in 1990 and 8 was in 92. And I was 12 and 14 for those two shows. I think that we look back on the ones from when we were younger, and they just seem more special than the ones that we go back and watch after the fact that already aired. You know what I mean? So, like, for me,
yeah.
WrestleMania 6 was probably the first, I think it was the first pay-per-view, not the first one that I ordered, but the first one that I saw as it was happening. And so I don't know. I think that there's something special about that, about being that age. And I'll bet you if I asked Dustin, who turned 12 last year, he would probably say, no, I'm only kidding. You got to turn off that boy's camera, man. He is so distracting. He's eating money right now.
He's useless.
He's eating a $100 bill, as they say.
Oh, he needs Listen, he's got a camera now. There is no reason that he can't be showing us his free milk that he gets at 7-Eleven. I want to see this process.
I want to see the free milk, too. Yeah, so the 17, I mean, that was like the pinnacle of the Attitude Era.
I was going to say, you know,
WrestleMania 6. WrestleMania, they're all passing of the torch type WrestleManias, if you think about it. 3 was the one where Hogan finally beat Andre and basically took over the company officially, in case you had any question. 6 was when they tried to give it to the Warrior, and 17 was the beginning of a new era. It was kind of like almost the end of the Attitude Era, really.
Yeah, I mean, 30, I guess, I was going to say maybe 30, but 30 was just the 2 Daniel Bryan matches and Brock beating the Undertaker. That's pretty much the only newsworthy thing from that media.
Yeah, there really was not much that to that, no. Yeah.
So, oh, now I'm getting depressed about Mania, Boogie. Thank you. I'm getting more and more depressed the more you talk about it.
we were talking earlier, you know, it's like, what's your favorite match? Oh, Steamboat Savage, WrestleMania 3. Everybody knows it. Malcolm's talking about the Uncle Elmo match at WrestleMania 2. He remembers that. Then we're debating, what year did Jericho fight all that Legends? What WrestleMania was that? And there's a reason why we don't remember that. Because by that point, the WrestleManias didn't mean as much as they, you know?
Yeah.
Sure, you remember Shawn and Undertaker from 25, but
that's
really probably the only match that people know definitively happened at WrestleMania 25. I couldn't even tell you who John Cena fought, and he was like the headline guy.
Oh, was that bad triple threat? Was that the Edge, Big Show triple threat he had, that terrible
Edge
match?
Edge and Big Show. Yeah, where Big Show was hooking up with Vicky. I think you're right.
Yeah, so bad.
And then it was Triple H and Orton was the main event, even though it shouldn't have been.
Yes. They, that's what a dark, dark time. What a dark time.
Yeah.
That was a bad time.
Yeah. And the Kid Rock stuff.
Yeah, with the Divas, yeah. And like Ray said, if they just let them have Matt, like if you look at some of the matches they're going to have on Saturday and Sunday, you're getting like Sandy and Kevin, which should be amazing. You're getting Cesaro and Rollins, which should be amazing. And nobody cares because you fumbled the build-up.
Well, part of the thing, like Ray said, you know, they were all right at WrestleMania 3 having a really good match between Piper and Adonis last 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Sammy and Owens are going to go 20. It's too much.
Yeah, it is.
Too much. You know, Rollins and Cesaro are going to go 20.
And that's a problem.
Yep.
And it's a problem. It's a problem with your bookers. It's a problem with your wrestlers, too. Someone has to eventually say, we can't do this.
No, that ain't going to happen. So they have to continue to say that they can do it until they're forced out.
It's formulaic. You know what one of my favorite over the last couple of years, one of my favorite Mania matches, Brock versus Goldberg at whatever Mania that was. And I loved it because it was different. It wasn't like any other match in the card. It wasn't a million kickouts. It wasn't 30 minutes long. They just beat each other up for like 5 minutes. The crowd went crazy, and the match was done. And I was like, you know what? That's why I like my wrestling. I like it to be every match to be different and tell a different story. Not I hit my move and kick out. We lay on the ground for 10 seconds. Then we get up and you hit your move. I kick out. Almost all the matches are the same.
Amen.
Like Bronny Goldberg.
Me too.
Yeah. I hate to sound like Jim Cornette, but, you know, sometimes he has a point. Like,
oh, man.
If you've seen one wrestling match, you've seen them all because everybody does the same stuff.
He's been on point lately, by the way, Jim Cornette.
Oh.
he's hilarious.
The stuff about the pinnacle when he was like, why would I want to see Jericho's faction against MJF's faction when Jericho's faction beat them up in the bathroom? Like, that's it. I have no need to watch their feud anymore.
There's no point. Let's go to Tora. We're moving on the phone. By the way, 914-338-1885 if you guys want to call in tonight. What's going on, Tora? How you doing tonight? You excited for WrestleMania?
Yeah. All right. Right,
thanks for calling. What are you most looking forward to?
I want Bianca Belair to beat Sasha Banks.
Mhm. Did Bianca Belair again? What's her name?
Yeah.
What's her name? Bianca what? That
Belair.
Belair. Yeah. Okay.
Bianca Belair.
Do you think they're going to main event? I saw something, Derek, that they're going to main event night one now, which means Lashley and McIntyre are going to be an undercard match.
You know, I wonder if because I saw Drew was saying he wanted to open the match because, you know, he wants to be the first one in front of fans and blah, 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 and this and that. So
really?
I guess I could see. I mean, if anybody should want to be in front of fans after the last year, it's him, that poor bastard. He should be running to the ring to see those people.
And I saw they're not going to do matches during the pre-show for just that reason, because they want it to feel special when they actually go out there with the fans.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, maybe that'll open the show. I don't know.
I hope it's all a swerve and Cedric and Shelton help Lashley retain that title. Because if it's not, man, it's going to be hard watching Monday Night Raw without the morning.
I still think that's what they should do. I don't know that they will, but they should.
Well, that'd be great. I hope so.
Yeah. I don't know, Tori.
Meanwhile, AEW's Gang Wars, and they're debuting a new faction every week.
Gang Wars.
And Vince is tearing his best faction down.
Tori, what do you think about Chris Jericho? He's going to be interviewed by Stone Cold on the WWE Network. But he's not with WWE.
Sounds so awesome.
My brother
it does. It does sound awesome.
My brother goes, I bet you Vince still thinks Jericho works for him, or that he's still on tour with Fozzy.
I said that. Vince totally forgot that Jericho went to AEW. I can't think of another time when, like, the highlight of WrestleMania weekend is going to be WWE promoting someone that's not with WWE, and I don't mean like one of the celebrities or actors. I mean like somebody that's with the competition. It's crazy.
Yeah. Do you think they'll do the whole thing
without talking about AEW? They got to talk AEW, right?
That would be amazing. If they just didn't bring it up.
Yeah. Talk like New Japan, you know?
Thank God. I would think so. It was funny. I saw an interview with CM Punk this morning where he was like, they asked him about it. And he goes, that just shows you that Vince isn't afraid of AEW, that he would just let Jericho be on the network after Mania. Like, but
I don't see what's in it for WWE. I really don't. Other than the fact that a lot of people are going to subscribe just to see this, but they're already subscribing for WrestleMania.
Yeah. I guess AEW could get a boost out of it, but if you have the network, you kind of know what AEW is already. It's not like it's a mystery to you.
Yeah.
But CM Punk said in an interview, he goes, I bet you there's going to be some people who watched that interview who thought Chris Jericho retired and have no idea what AEW is. I would hope. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you get the older fan.
And now they're going to Google Chris Jericho and find out that he technically doesn't work for WWE.
Yep, and Christian's there, and Big Show's there, and everybody, the whole gang.
Yeah, Sting.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I don't see what's in it for WWE. The only thing I can figure is that Vince has no idea that Jericho isn't with them anymore.
Maybe he thinks All Elite is like this tour he's on. Like, oh, he's on that All Elite tour, huh?
Yeah. Oh, he did that All in Chicago. I heard they want to run the garden someday. All right, Tori.
Crazy choice, man.
Love you, honey.
Love you too.
Bye bye. All right.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a good thing with Tori. She's content with the 20-second match.
coming and going.
Yeah. Well, you know how big you can get.
Some of these callers want 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
Not including entrances.
They think it's a house show.
Yep, that's right.
But I am really excited about that interview, and I know a lot of people are. I'm curious to see, because Stone Cold, like, even though he's with the WWE Network, I feel like he kind of has been able to keep, like, a degree of autonomy from them, in a way.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
look like, and I know they're not, I mean, I'd be shocked if they were scripting questions for Stone Cold to ask him. So, did you see the thing where Stone Cold said, like, you know, I guess when he interviewed the – so how this whole thing came down. What Stone Cold said is that when he interviewed The Undertaker, Jericho texted him and, like, they, you know, complimented him on how good it was and everything. And, like, Stone Cold said, I'd love to have you on or something. So Jericho's like, yeah, definitely. So Vince – Stone Cold texts Vince and says, I was just talking to Jericho, and he would love to come on the podcast. And Vince is like – he just basically did like that, the thumbs up. Like, he didn't really. And Stone Cold's like, just to be clear, you know, Chris Jericho is going to come on my podcast then. And Vince is like, sounds good. Like, so to me, that sounds to me like he has no idea.
Nothing. He's going to be so pissed off when he realizes what's going on. He works for who, where, what?
I hope he storms the studio and turns off the camera. Get this crap off here.
Get off my network.
Crazy. Crazy. I mean, do you think it's going to open the door for more guys, or is this just because he's Chris Jericho?
I have a hard time. Like, they were like, oh, Tony Khan gave Jericho the okay. And in my head, I'm thinking, he's not going to tell Chris Jericho no. Jericho runs that place.
And it's, you can't lose. You can't lose by having Jericho. Other than if Jericho goes there and signs a contract with WWE, there's no losing this for AEW. I don't understand why WWE wanted to do it.
Yeah, it doesn't. You can wait. Meltzer was saying Jericho's contract is up the beginning of next year, and he was saying that, you know, expect Jericho to, you know, play both ends and get the best deal. If I'm Vince, I just wait till next year. Like, okay, well, I'll see you next year, Chris.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I don't need you right at this moment.
But I will die if, like, Christian is the next guest or, like, the Big Show. How great would that be?
I've been kid.
Oh, man.
How great would that
be? I'll tell you what would be hilarious. So you have Jericho, you have Christian, you have Big Show. Okay, they all get interviewed.
Yeah.
No mention of AEW in any of the interviews.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing, take care, all right? Be careful, kid.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Look at Jericho talked about how he hasn't been doing much since he did New Japan a couple of years ago.
You know,
and how great Kenny Omega could be someday.
If you guys ever get Omega. If Vince ever gets his hand on Omega, he's going to be a star.
See, but like if I'm Matt Hardy, I'm texting Stone Cold saying, when am I up?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hey, Steve, you hitting Steve with the you up text? Hey, Steve, you up?
And Steve responding with the new phone, who dis?
Who? That who?
Right?
It's so
crazy to me with the way it has all gone down in the last year and, like, how intense the fans perceive this feud to be and everything. That wrestling could feasibly kind of all be united within the next year or two.
I mean,
there are people talking about we could have interpromotional matches out of this. I don't think it's going to go that far. But I think if Jericho can be interviewed on this podcast, which, by the way, is for the WWE Network, it's not just Stone Cold's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to know when Stone Cold's going to have us on, like it. Because, you know, we're beating both of them in the ratings in Honduras or wherever it is.
Look at Steve.
We're big in Nigeria, bud.
Nigeria, India, and China. Those are three major markets.
Shout out to Nigeria. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy the Nigerian drum match between Biggie and Apollo this weekend at Mania.
Yes. Yes. Do you even know what a Nigerian drum match is?
I don't need to talk about it. Don't we have to wait for the watershed hour to talk about that?
I don't know.
My son, and I hope my son is wrong, but he goes, Dad, maybe it's going to be a bunch of guys beating on drums around the ring while they wrestle. I hope that's not it.
Please.
Can you imagine?
I'm hoping that they're banging their drums, and then when they stop, they have to go right to the finish, like hot potato.
Whoa.
Let's go to Anthony out in Kansas. What's going on, brother? How you doing tonight?
Anthony.
What's going on? It's great to talk to you again. Are you excited for WrestleMania?
I think you asked me that before last week.
What am I supposed to say, you know? Yeah.
Well, no. I mean,
if you want to bring another topic to the table.
No. Well, I'll say, one thing quick and then talk about, two other things that I kind of had on my mind. But the WrestleMania thing, how they got fans and shit, I probably wouldn't go out of my way to go to it or whatever. I'm waiting for next year for Dallas.
Why Dallas?
Isn't it L.A. next year?
No.
No, it's 2 years from now. Yeah, they made Dallas next year.
L.A. was supposed to be this year, but because of what happened last year and then with this whole pandemic, L.A. got pushed from 2 years from now because they announced having a live crowd and all that for the stadium Tampa this year. So next year's Dallas, and then year after, which would be, 39, would be L.A. So,
I really thought they were going to do L.A. anyway, and then it kind of hit me that they probably want to build the WrestleMania in L.A. around some of their guys who became movie stars, and most of them are otherwise committed for WrestleMania weekend. John Cena's going in the Hall of Fame, probably. Or The Rock.
You
got Batista. Batista couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I think they were dead set on putting the Hardys in the Hall of Fame, and then Matt Hardy left. And I don't think they expected that.
He went and did their elite thing with Jericho, yeah.
I'm doing that all-in thing in Chicago.
Everybody's been talking about, Roman Reigns. I think a possibility, it kind of, gave me a thought when you were saying about L.A. Next year, maybe they'll do Roman Reigns and The Rock, if The Rock can free up space. And then at the following year, Los Angeles, gets put in the Hall of Fame. And then, next year, Rock, Roman. And then the following year, The Rock gets put in the Hall of Fame. That way they set it. They basically give people, if they're smart enough about it, give people what they want next year. And then Los Angeles.
The other way to look at it is The Rock got, pretty hurt the last time he had a wrestling match. And I don't know that they're that keen on letting him wrestle again.
That's what I would do. Next year I would do Roman Big E, so kind of Big E could be that next big guy you have. You build him up, and then you can do Roman Rock, and you could do Roman Rock in L.A. and put Rock in the Hall of Fame the night before the match. You can just make it one huge spectacle and sell everything out in L.A.
And you could take that the next step further. If The Rock is going in that year, then that same WrestleMania you have Cena and Big E, where Cena kind of passes the torch there.
Yeah, because they're running out of people to put in the Hall of Fame. I was looking at this class, it's Kane, RVD. You're starting to get closer to this generation when it comes to putting guys in the Hall of Fame now.
I just brought up the point, Undertaker, WrestleMania 22, I'm sorry, WrestleMania 2022 Hall of Fame. I could see that being in Dallas. I actually expect the Undertaker will go in next year.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting ready to say, because as long as, which I think by this summer, with the whole vaccine and stuff, I just saw a thing where 5 weeks from, WrestleMania, they're going to have Money in the Bank at the Thunderdome, and then 5 weeks later, Backlash. And then I think whatever that new building they're going to be at, where they're transferring everything for the Thunderdome is somewhere else in Florida, Tampa area, Yuengling Center or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But
I hate Yuengling, by the way. I hope they rename it before then.
Yeah. But
stuff makes me sick.
I think I heard July something. They have a contract until then. They're running out of there. So hopefully by when it gets close to that time, hopefully, because kind of like how they did last minute, if you think about it, putting WrestleMania tickets on sale, maybe they'll have some kind of leeway with time-wise and maybe start be opening back up and they'll kick it off with, like, pay-per-view-wise, SummerSlam with a live crowd back to the arena shows or whatever. But if everything goes straight, I could see them doing Hall of Fame with a crowd next year and then doing Undertaker as the main guy. And then throw in, like, you know, people here and there or whatever in between the lines. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
I think that's the plan. I do think
and
that's
Batista,
the plan.
And Batista wants to wait for a crowd,
Batista.
Too, he said.
Oh, yeah.
That was a topic a couple weeks ago.
My God, Big Dave.
Why wouldn't the Bellas want to wait
go
for a crowd?
Go Drax.
I hope he goes in his Drax.
Comes out all painted up.
If he waited into L.A., but if the Rock goes in that year or whatever, have they ever had, like, two, like, pretty top names in the same year? Or is
yeah.
it they've usually
sure.
had
oh,
one?
Four? What was the year? Because they put, what was the year they put in Hogan and they put
yeah,
in
I was gonna
Sheik
say Piper.
And
Piper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
that
so
was a big year. The whole WrestleMania one plus Pipe, you know, like that. The whole WrestleMania one group went in. I guess
so
Mr.
Really
T waited. He had to wait.
So it's not like really a big deal if they put Batista and The Rock when they do LA the same year, or if they do
no.
Batista
I mean,
next year.
Ed Savage and
but
Kevin Nash and Kevin Nash main evented it. I mean, it,
yeah.
you know, it's. Yeah,
well,
it's
to be fair, Randy wasn't available for an in-person appearance.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's why they
I
did
mean,
it.
What year was that?
But I would have rather had Lenny Poffo talk about him to end it. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
They tend to what year was that? They had I think it was like Booker T and Trish and Foley and Backlund and Bruno. They put all them
that
in
was
at the
one,
same time too.
That was the one. That was the WrestleMania 29 year. So that would have been 2013.
Yeah.
I was there for that one, yeah.
They tend to stack up when they have to.
By the way, little known fact, here's some trivia for you, Anthony. At WrestleMania, the 2005 one that had Hogan and, you know, Piper and all those guys, Sherry, I believe, went in that year.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who Sherry mentioned during her speech? You can go back and listen.
No.
She thanked Kathy Fitz. She thanked Kathy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It is.
Who
awesome.
Was it? Who was
That's
it?
Really
our
cool.
co-host. Our co-host got mentioned by Sherry.
Oh. Wow. Shoot.
Kathy's not here now. He's big shot. Now. Yeah. But still.
But no, next year I definitely want to go. I wanted to go to 32 with Dallas.
Really?
Because with me being a Well,
it's
just to go, but
it's a long night. I went to the one they had in New York, the Kofi Mania stuff. That it's a night, boy.
Yeah.
And
I don't even get started on WrestleMania 29.
It's a marathon.
I went to Maryland. I had a ride bus like in Delaware, like the regular bus system. Meet up with a friend. Went to his house in Maryland. Drove his car because he was in a wheelchair. You know, ECWA shows a lot.
Like the Kid and Glee. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Like the Kid and Glee. He had a wheelchair. Arnie.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he couldn't ride his car long distance because he had, like, the foot controls or, like, hand controls. So I had to drive the car, and we left 4 in the morning, and we didn't get much sleep or whatever, and I was up until, like, 4 in the morning. With, like, 4 hours of sleep, maybe, all the way up to WrestleMania, because we went to Access.
we went to Access in the morning, the 8 o'clock session, and did that half a day, and then, like, kind of, like, stuck around in the area or whatever and stuff like that until they let people into the WrestleMania, and we didn't get home until, like, 5 in the morning.
Jesus. God bless you people who come from out of state. I've only been to Manias here, where everything is within driving distance, and I can be in my own bed by the end of the day. I couldn't imagine going out of state and just doing all that stuff. That's a lot.
I want them to do it like a two-day telethon with Jerry Lewis being like the guest host. WrestleMania started at like Friday at like 6 and ended like Monday morning at 6 in the morning. It'd be amazing.
Like the telethon, Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah. And then they could do like what Vince always wanted to do, like have dogs come out on like unicycles and stuff. Like, you know, this is what he wants. We were even talking earlier about doing like a freak show. You could do a freak show during WrestleMania.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and
I'm surprised you're not part of Access. WWE Super Freaks.
Mercy.
Boy. Anyway. It is what it is.
Another thing I was going to say.
Okay.
You were asking me how excited I was for WrestleMania or whatever, but like, are you guys real particular about Mania, just like certain matches or whatever?
No.
Certain matches. I think that's fair to say. Certain matches.
I mean, I don't blame a lot of people because the build-up has been terrible, and Raw, this has really been bugging me lately, Raw being 3 hours. Okay, technically they should have did the build-up for WrestleMania better with a lot of stuff, but at the same time, what are they going to do after WrestleMania? They need to, like, totally do, like, a reset. They need to start making... I mean, I know a lot of people say they like SmackDown more and stuff because certain things going on over there. But, like, Raw, they did garbage with Retribution or whatever. What they need is surprise elements.
I think
stuff that's going to hook people or whatever. But I think Vince don't care because they get all this damn money from them, all these deals. And, yeah, the ratings are dropping a little bit. Until USA says, oh, the ratings are too low or whatever, then they don't really do much about it.
Are the flights back? Are they allowed to fly around the world again?
I don't think certain because I know Walter is going to be on the NXT show, so I guess certain places.
But I assumed he just came over and was staying here now.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Because if you're able to fly again, like, for example, maybe we could get the Saudi prince to become, like, the guest GM of Raw every week, and then he could make these, like, crazy matches that, like, you know, your dream matches, you know? Like, tonight's main event is, like, Goldberg versus The Undertaker versus Andre the Giant in a triple threat match. Like, holla, holla.
I don't know about all that.
Hold on a minute, player. We're going to make this a tag team.
Speaking of Teddy Long, did you see where Teddy Long said he was told by somebody in AEW that they won't hire him because he's too old?
I didn't see that.
They draw the line with Teddy Long. That's where they draw the line. That Teddy Long, no, not
wow. He is too old. He's probably younger than Sting.
He looks younger than Sting.
I don't know.
That's what I thought, too.
How old is Teddy Long? How old is Teddy Long? Teddy Long is...
Mid-60s, right?
He's 73. Never mind. He is older than Sting.
He does look younger now than he did when he was managing Doom in the 80s. So
how old is Steve Borden? He is
60, right?
62.
How old is Tully Blanchard?
Oh, he's got to be in his 60s, too.
How old is Tully Blanchard? Tully Blanchard is 67.
Ooh. And how old is Teddy Long?
So he's not going to, like, 71.
77.
So he can't. So Tully's not looking at a bright future in AEW, it sounds like.
He has 3 years, about 3 years.
I was hoping he was going to win the world title this year.
Yeah.
That's messed up, man. Give Teddy a job, man. He can still talk.
You got MJF's new group or whatever, the wannabe horseman, the pinnacle. The mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gang Wars.
Yeah, but
You know what they should do? They should not have it in a ring. They should do it like Street Fighter, where they're like fighting in front of like a jet hangar, or like you know, like the streets of it, and it could just be like the Gang Wars, you know, where it's just like everybody fighting in like a stage set.
Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, like
yeah. It can be virtual fighter for all.
Don't be getting Tony Khan any ideas. You know,
I think it's a great idea, though. I want to give him ideas.
Yeah.
So if it's Game Wars, right. Who's Los Boricuas if it's Game Wars? Is it Team Taz?
Maybe. I
guess.
They don't really do nothing with Team Taz. I think Cage drifting away eventually.
I think if the dinosaurs teamed with like Orange Cassidy's group, I think that would be the faction to watch.
Yeah.
I forgot about the dinosaurs.
Yeah,
Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
Godzilla, Kong.
We're in the overtime segment now, so we can talk about more silly things. Hear me out on this. A tag team where we never actually know who the two wrestlers are because they come out in giant inflatable dinosaur costumes and they just kind of like bounce around the ring and make it hard for you to slam them. Brady, you're giving me a disdainful look right now. You're giving me a disdainful look right now, but...
No, I'm listening.
But I think this is a gold idea.
I was just thinking how much the virtual background distorts my arm when I, like, lift my arm up.
It's true. It does. It does.
And my shoulder's moving up and down. It looks like I have, like, LOD pads on or something, like.
A little bit. But
look, I can make my... Derek, with this background, because I have a virtual background, so it looks like my muscles are popping like Lex Luger when he flexes.
There you go.
Look at that.
Total package.
Mm-hmm.
Total pack.
I don't know why I have a bicep coming out of my shoulder, but I do.
And, you know, Derek, how often have you and I been on this show talking about Brady's manly physique?
I know.
It is a frequent thing. I'm like yeah. All right, Anthony. So I think this Sunday, this Saturday and Sunday, I think it's like, you know, you're excited for certain things. Other things you just, you know, you got to do, you know.
Yeah.
It's like when you go out to a restaurant and your mom likes French fries, but like, you know, you got to eat some broccoli and some string beans too. You can't just have French fries. That's where we are.
You were talking.
Vince McMahon's going to feed us a crap load of salad this weekend.
Yeah.
Without dressing.
Oh wow!
You were talking
dry.
You were talking earlier about the GM thing. I don't know if I said it before in the past couple times I've called in recently, but Sonya Deville, she's been like kind of like overshadowing Adam Pearce on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
They can just keep Adam Pearce on SmackDown and do the whole GM thing, and they could build it up to the Survivor Series. And, heck, Sonya Deville on Raw, like Stephanie comes out and announces, we're going to have, she could say, like, whatever, like, Adam Pearce has obligations, we're going to keep him exclusive on SmackDown, and she's here to announce the new GM of Raw. And
why does Stephanie have to do this?
Because Triple H is busy.
No,
that's right.
Drop the mic.
He'll be working on Tuesday.
Like,
start next
GMs.
Week.
They had good GMs and got rid of them. Why would they do it with Sonya Deville? Somebody who can wrestle, by the way.
Yeah, she should be.
She's only doing that because they can't come up with an idea for her.
It sucks because her and Mandy have
thing
going. No, she's
well,
yeah. Right?
They could play back onto that thing because Mandy's the one that beat her to take her off, and then she just like pops up on SmackDown with Adam Pearce.
But my point is, you had Paige doing it. Why would you have gotten rid of Paige only to ultimately have Sonya Deville doing that kind of stuff?
Paige might have had other things going on. Plus, at the time, I know she was kind of complaining and she wanted to get back to wrestling.
She seemed
kind of
busy.
Okay, yeah, great. Don't get started.
Well, yeah.
Don't do it.
Well, I'm just
you know who's the best
thing?
There's all kinds of generic, and it's like the way the world is today, I just got to watch what I'm going to say.
Yeah. That's why I said, don't get started, Brady. Don't get that ball rolling.
Yeah. Thank you, Rep. By the way, Rep would pointed out, Kane is the main eventer for the Hall of Fame tonight, just so you guys know.
No, he's not. He is?
Yes, he is.
Who else would they have as the main eventer?
That's what Rap Boy said. So
wouldn't it be the NWO?
Take that for what it's worth.
No. NWO
came out earlier, yep.
Yeah, I watched it earlier. When NWO was done, they had it like with the little end credits at the bottom, the little box that shows up. And then they basically like did the 2020 for like the almost 2 hours or whatever it was. And then they basically like did the whole WWE intro thing and then started up the Hall of Fame.
And they did 2021.
Wish the Hurt Business was around to shoot on Hulk Hogan before he could get his introduction. But I wish.
How great would that be?
Don't get me started.
I liked it last year with the Hurt Business.
It is.
I liked it last year with the Hurt Business when they. Sorry.
Jushin Liger went in too.
Yeah, I knew. But I liked it last year when they had New Day in the front row with the pop.
Oh, they would do it.
Wow, look at my pressure there, man. Look at that muscle, man. Look at that. I'm making that pop like that. Look at that. Coming out of my shoulder. Looks like I did get the vaccine.
That's when Daniel Bryan...
Look at that.
That's your new shoulder.
Look at that.
Was
this
that
is the virtual
day
background. Yeah.
Was that the year that Daniel Bryan was still a heel and Booker T and Stevie Ray said that Kofi Kingston was going to kick Daniel Bryan's ass at WrestleMania? And Daniel Bryan's like,
No, I was thinking, wasn't it last year when they were in the front row with the popcorn? Because that was the first time they did it in the ring.
That was New York. That's because last year they didn't have one. That's why NWO.
Oh, that's right. So it was 2 years ago, yeah. Which was Kofi Mania. Yeah, you're right.
That's when the guy rushed Bret Hart and then got beat up by the Revival and Davey Boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Pleasure talking to you, man. Hey, I hope you enjoy WrestleMania.
Oh, Davey Boy was there tonight. He's a big boy. Holy smokes.
Take care, brother.
Well, Brady.
But wait, there's more.
Oh.
There's more.
Okay. Yeah, there's always more.
All right.
This is like the WrestleMania of wrestling shows. Like if they were like a pinnacle of wrestling shows, like that would be this. We are the WrestleMania of wrestling shows.
There you go.
Okay.
It's like in that roast. I forget who the roast was for. It might have been Flavor Flav, but it was Peyton Manning was on there, and somebody said that he was like the Tom Brady of football players who do roasts.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I thought that was really funny.
And
I hate Tom Brady. Yeah.
It was like, did you see Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy? And you saw Aaron Rodgers was hosting Jeopardy, and one of the guys answered the question. Some guy, they asked him a question about something, and the guy goes – whose idea it was for you guys to kick the field goal against Tampa Bay instead of going in for the touchdown.
Thank God. What's going on, Justin? What's going on, dude?
How you doing, brother? Let me tell you something, man.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just being goofy. Go ahead.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right since I haven't been on your show in about, geez, I don't remember. Couple weeks or so.
Yeah, it's been a while. You call in every week, but you hang up before I get you on usually.
No, I've been busy. I've been busy with other things, that's all.
Somebody's stealing your phone and calling us.
No.
But then hanging up before I get you on.
Whatever you say, man.
Things are good?
Yeah, things are good.
Are you excited for WrestleMania?
Oh, God. You had to bring up that stupid ass subject.
Baby Boy Smith, he's bigger than Kane.
I don't know if you know this.
What about Baby Boy?
I'm looking at the Obie and Duckies, and like, Harry Smith is bigger than Kane. He's a big, I'm not keep repeating myself, he's a big dude. Like, he's bigger than Kane.
Bigger than his dad was at this point, I think.
He has to be. Holy smokes.
I don't know why. You know, Vince took one look at, if Harry wanted to be back in WWE, I guarantee you that they began the process this weekend.
Yeah, he has to. I saw someone where he said he talked. He had a meeting with Tony Khan, and you know, but he I think he's going back to WWE.
Yeah.
He has to look at what they did with Brian Cage and Lance Archer and think, yeah, I'm not coming here. I'm just going to be another big guy.
Right.
That'd be cool. I'd be on board with that. I'd be on board with that.
If I tell you this, Brady, like within the whole last year and all this crap that's been going on, like there really wasn't a WrestleMania 36, and this year it's actually going to be halfway open to all the crowd. It's gonna suck.
I've been watching. I've been watching wrestling.
Better without people?
First, I watched without people, and now they're wrestling in front of screens. It'll be a welcome addition, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think so. What were you saying, though?
But this WrestleMania is going to suck. It's going to be like, it's going to be boring.
How do you know?
All the matches you got on the card, you got mm-hmm. matches that are like, Vince probably doesn't even know that he's putting them out there, and I'm like, yeah, you got this match and that match. Yeah, whatever. I'm like, yeah.
You think he's completely clueless at all what his biggest show of the year is, what he's putting on?
Yeah, he is pretty clueless. That's why I've been watching. That's why I've been paying the extra. No.
Like ever?
No, Vince McMahon is being clueless, and he's
right.
Basically producing.
I've gotten sales calls.
Shitty pay-per-views, and I've been.
Justin, did you hear that Chris Jericho and Stone Cold are going to have a joint podcast? They're going to both do their own podcast and interview each other simultaneously?
Well, I have not. Well,
what a great idea.
Oh, oops.
Wouldn't it like a simulcast?
Oh, oops.
It'll be
I
the best one since when Nitro ended. Maybe even better.
Just like I said, oops, I really don't care.
In my head.
I think it's funny that Vince has no idea what's going to happen on Sunday. He's just going to show up and there's going to be matches going on at WrestleMania.
What's going to happen is... The Triple H and Stephanie are going to blindfold Vince, and they're going to pull up, and they're going to take the blindfold off, and they're going to say, "Surprise! It's WrestleMania!" And Vince is
going to laugh at him.
Oh, man.
What the hell?
Oh, boy.
This is the look on his face.
You're just wrong.
Did you guys manage to get Classy Freddy Blassie to show up at WrestleMania? And, like,
wow.
Linda McMahon's going to come out of her coma.
Was Aretha Franklin singing American the Beautiful?
Wouldn't Rashid get a can-can dance on stage with a couple of the lesser used divas?
Oh. It's WrestleMania. I don't know which one.
Is Lawrence Taylor here? Is Salt and Pepper in the building?
I'll tell you what, Brady. The one good thing about taking Justin's calls, and there's virtually nothing good.
There's
about
a lot of great things about them.
Is that it sometimes results in some of the somehow results in some of the best silly segments that this show ever does.
Justin, do we spend too much time just goofing around?
I'll say this. I'll be like, nah, you don't.
Nah. Do we spend not enough time goofing around?
Nah, here, I'll say this. Would you actually listen to me for once?
I'm just asking, is the porridge too hot, too cold, or just right?
No, I'm not answering your stupid question. No, I'm going to put my question out there, and you're going to answer.
I'm listening.
I'm putting my question out there.
Okay.
I come on and I have fun, and all you guys just try and make a mockery. That's all you guys do. That's all you guys do. You, Ray, Shiro.
What do you mean? I'm not making a mockery. I'm asking serious questions.
I mean, No, you're not. You're just making a mockery just to hurt other people's feelings.
How am I making a mockery? What am I doing?
You guys are making a mockery to hurt other people's feelings just because you guys don't have a happy life. Now take me off your show.
My life is amazing, sir. Thank you very much.
Take me off your show.
Still waiting for that question.
You called us.
Why did you even call in?
Why did you even call in because they did all these things? You man.
Hey,
just
take that
show
because it's the last time
I'll ever call in. Why are you so angry? We were having a conversation until like 30 seconds ago.
I don't want to hear anything from you.
Are you working this again, Justin? Are you working this again?
No, I'm not even talking to you, Shro. So I ain't talking to you.
I don't think I want to take you off. I think I want to leave you on the air.
You pulled that crap before, Justin. Yeah. Are you working this seriously?
Yeah. No, I'm not working you, Shro, because basically when I met you at GSW and all that other stuff, you were never.
It's amazing.
You were never a friend to me, and that's crazy.
Wait a minute.
I feel loved.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yep. You know, you're never a friend of
mine. You just hang the phone out, you know.
Hey, Justin, you should insult Derek's manhood next.
God damn it.
I'm sorry to hear that, Justin. Yeah. I'm really sorry to hear that, man.
I wasn't listening. I made myself disappear. That is incredible.
That's really cool, Brady.
It is.
I really don't have anything to say about Derek because I think he's a cool dude. Other than you guys are just a bunch of douchebags. That's all.
Oh wow!
Wait, hold on.
Justin said you're cool.
So I'm a D-bag. I'm a D-bag, and furthermore, you're the only one who respects Derek.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying? And you would never say anything bad about Derek, I'm guessing.
No. I respect Derek because me and him, we hashed out our differences in the past.
Okay.
And
I think it's me. Why'd you tell me I was your friend, Justin, when you say all these things?
I feel like you're Judas, man.
Stab me in the back.
No, I don't know who you are.
Watch, ready?
Peekaboo. Yeah.
Where'd he go?
I couldn't hear what you were saying.
I wish I could do that.
Here
I am.
Hey, Brady, I couldn't hear what that other guy said. Hey, what was he trying to say?
I don't know. I'm too busy being silly. What?
Huh?
I couldn't hear what the other guy was saying.
You're mad at me because I make jokes?
No, he's mad at you because you don't. He's mad at you and Stro because you and Stro don't respect Derek enough. Why don't you respect Derek?
No, I'm sorry, Derek.
I'm confused, man. I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm out of here. I'm talking about Brady.
Brady said I'm out of here.
I was the same.
I'm not even here, man.
What I was saying was Brady.
You guys got to watch this on YouTube. I can make myself disappear.
Brady said, you know what?
That is amazing. Here I am. I'm right here. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Brady, what I was trying to say was every time I call on your show and I mention something about wrestling and all that, you're like,
That's you, Brady. That's you talking.
You're basically complaining.
What do you mention about wrestling?
You never talk about wrestling, Justin.
I'm not even talking to you, sir. Yeah. Calm down.
But what was your talk about wrestling?
You talk about Taco Bell, Burger King, and all that.
Good for you.
What good for you, sir. What was your wrestling topic for tonight that you brought to the table that I didn't listen to?
I was talking to you. I was talking to Brady. I'm listening to you, Jabroni.
So talk.
I'm listening.
I'm not talking to you.
Shut your mouth and hang up.
I ain't afraid of you.
No, you won't.
You washed up wannabe.
I'm afraid of you.
Hey, check it out. You can't see me.
Bring it. Bring it, boy. Bring a little
check
boy.
Yeah, well, Stro, check it
I
out.
You little
oh,
boy.
Yeah?
Dangling.
Stro, check it out.
Why you
suck at
every single match you wrestled in?
You're the man. You're better than John Cena, Brady. That's amazing.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Justin.
All these
Justin wants to do promo class on me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Stro, I'm in the Hall of Fame, which you should be in the Hall of Lame.
Oh.
What was your bars, man.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
What was your wrestling topic that your man talk about?
There's so many.
What's your wrestling
matches
topic?
Wasn't even talking to you.
You're complaining
so
that
many.
I just goof around and don't answer your things. Well, like, what do you want to talk about?
There's so many wrestling matches on the card, like Seth Rollins and
right.
Big E Langston, like really? Those people don't even deserve to be on that card.
Why not?
You're right.
They deserve it because they've been busting their ass all year.
So who deserves to be on the card that isn't on it? Hang on.
I have a serious question.
Focus, Danielson, focus.
Yeah, come on, man.
Was it unlike you because you're not eating tacos all the time? Because you're not at WrestleMania because you suck?
You said that Big E Langston is his own match. So, like, is he going to be wrestling against himself? You said there are so many matches on the card like Big E Langston. So, like, is he wrestling against himself? Is there, like, a... Is there like a Big E stipulation where the wrestler has to dress up like Big E faster? I'm just a simple man. If you're mad at Stro for whatever ridiculous reason your pinhead has cooked up, that's fine.
You're going to have to cut a better promo on that, Justin. I'm still waiting for your promo to, like, spice up
I'm not even talking to you, Stro, okay? You're not worth my time.
Yeah, you are.
Motor skill.
You're not worth my time, sir.
His.
I'm living rent free in your head.
His head's not quiet.
Justin, I'm curious. You said you're living rent free in my head.
Hold on.
Yeah, you said, sure.
I sure did.
Big E.
I didn't stutter.
Big E deserves to be on Mania? Who deserves to be on Mania, Justin?
I tell you this.
Come on, come back on me, man. Send me what you got.
I'm not talking to you, man.
Come on, Justin.
I'm talking to you, man.
Come on. You cut a promo first. Lay it on me. I want to hear it. I want to hear it your best.
Hey,
bring it.
I think
class is in, son. Go ahead.
There you go. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey Brady, I think
I'm
the
just
best.
Listening.
I think the best match would be Manso in an unsanctioned match.
Well, he would kill you.
You're funny.
He would kill
you're
you.
You're hilarious.
Oh yeah.
You're crazy.
I will say that match lasts 13 seconds. 10 seconds for the cow.
Including introductions.
No.
Yeah, you got to get the ring first. 13
seconds, including intro.
Yeah, don't fight when you're on the way in.
No. Hey, Brady, you know
what? Those jitters, man. They'll get to you,
man.
Hey, Brady. Butterflies, man.
Best thing to do if you were a guy to fight, sure, you take out his knees, and then that's how you take out his knees so he can't move no more.
Really?
And then,
get jiggy with it.
But then you know what? The best thing to go after the knees is go for the neck.
How would you go after Stroll's knees? See, now you piqued my interest. How would you?
Yeah, tell us, Jean LaBelle. How would you go after?
An X-Men here.
You clip his
knees. Now, Stroll, I'm gonna help you out. Justin, I'm gonna give you a second. I'm gonna give you a second.
Clip his knees a few times.
You can figure out how you're gonna go after Stroll's knees. Stroll, I'm gonna give you a piece of advice. When you're in the ring with Justin, not that you need it.
Please do. I need it.
Justin has a weak point, which is Achilles tendon. So you just get a razor blade, and you just cut it, and then he won't be able to stand up.
Oh, my God. It's like a Saw movie.
I know. He has a key behind his eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And it unlocks
the main punches. Yeah, but this is how I would go through.
Mm-hmm.
You take out his knees.
Do you use action figures?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have knee pads too? Or shin pads?
I'm not even talking to you, man.
Yeah, you are.
Do you have an action figure?
But basically what you would do is take his knees out.
You called in, you're talking to Stroll.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm talking to you.
I'm
going to
be your daddy, son. Come on.
Yeah, okay, man.
No, I ain't, man.
You ain't my dad. I ain't ever gonna.
Man,
you,
I ain't sweating.
You might. I might be.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, the only respect you get is he can eat the shit out of my ass. That's all.
Oh my God.
All right. Take care, homie.
Yeah, working that promo.
Been fun.
Yeah.
I think to be able to give the promo, I think he's going to have to learn how to say words faster.
Yes. Yes.
Na, 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 na. Not now, Rappley. Sorry. Sorry, brother.
You can write it down, though,
and I'll read it.
He reminds me of Dale from King of the Hill.
Yeah, but Dale was likable.
That's true. He was very.
King of the Hill. King of the Hill.
No, you know who he is? He's like a cross. He's a cross between like Red Foreman and Bill Dotries.
Who has a dirty wife? Yeah, has a dirty T-shirt like Bill.
Right.
Oh, he no. Let me tell you something. He has one shirt. It is a Burger King polo that he kept from his previous job. And that's what he wears around town. 100.
That's amazing.
I will put money on that.
In all seriousness, that got really ugly really quickly. Did something happen that I missed? Or did he just get really angry out of nowhere?
He said,
here's what happened.
Edward.
I've heard it bipolar, but that was ridiculous.
Yeah, I've never heard it happen in phone call. Here's what I think happened. And Derek, I know maybe you can fill in some gaps. He called in, and he was starting with the same phone call that he always calls in with, which is that he hates everything that's on the card, and he doesn't understand why anyone will watch it, and all of it's stupid. And I decided that I was not interested in this phone call, and so I immediately began talking over him and mocking him, and then Stroh started helping me mock him, and somehow only Stroh got the blowback.
Yeah.
That was really weird. Then, by the way,
he's turned heel and babyface on me more than Big Show has.
By the way, I yeah, and he'll be baby again next week. It's the craziest thing. It's, maybe his Vince Russo book in his life. who knows? Who knows? Ratboy wanted to cut in. I don't know if you guys saw it. Ratboy's like, you know, put me on. And I said, no. And I said, write it down, and I will read whatever you have to say. So here's Ratboy's message. Breaking news. Actually, hold on. 1 second. Here we go.
Be drunk. Single quote, SDRO Hall of Fame 2022, exclamation mark.
No one's going to read exclamation mark.
Wow.
Let's try this again. Sorry. I know we're not doing anything else. Here we go.
Break news from RATBOY.
Why are you doing that?
SDROH Hall of Fame 2022.
Okay. Well, that you get the idea. Sorry.
Okay.
Didn't work out. Poor execution.
I like how Stro is now the beer.
No, I added the H to try and get it to say Stro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
But it didn't pick up.
That would
on
be pretty cool to have a beer.
Yeah.
I could go for a beer.
What do you think the chances are that Stro gets into the Hall of Fame before Justin?
Pretty high. Pretty
oh,
good.
God. To be sitting in the Hall of Fame.
Although, I'd pay good money to watch Stro stretch.
I know some people are working on a new one for me. I did have one of my, you know, my old Maestro thing floating around there somewhere that they made for me, like, a long time ago.
Okay.
Because, like, I actually would like one.
Me too.
So,
yeah, I'd tell me where to go to buy one.
Oh, absolutely.
What up?
I would
play. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll give one to Justin on the house.
He has to pay for
the
shipping.
Yeah.
That was fun, but that was really weird. Like, why would you get that? I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, because he's not smart or fun
at all.
Or interesting
at all. At all.
He drunk.
But he goes on the air. He goes on the air.
Yeah, so speaking of going on the air, what do you guys think about starting to get off the air? I WrestleMania is coming up, obviously, and like it's going to be a huge thing.
Right.
It was pointed out to me that it's going to be 12 straight days. Well, last night was the first of 12 straight days of can't-miss professional wrestling. And I feel like I'm up for the challenge of missing some of them and seeing how it works out.
Don't you say it.
It's true, though. I mean, it is true. I mean, there's something all week. And then next week, we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So, Friday. So
I get blowed up just hearing about that.
I know.
I get tired and blowed up.
I know. I know. I know.
Goodness.
Yeah, but, I mean, my answer was, geez, I didn't even watch all the shows from last week yet. So.
My DVR is going overtime this week.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
I'm with you, Brady. I think we put a bow on this puppy and stick it under the tree.
All right. Well, Ray, did you have anything you wanted to plug on the way out?
Hell no.
Hell no. Derek, you got anything?
No, it feels good to be back.
Sorry if I cut
everybody
you off, by the way, if you had more.
No. Everybody
no.
Enjoy,
I had none.
Everybody enjoy WrestleMania weekend, and if you're like me, you're giddy to see Walter and Tommaso Ciampa beat the snot out of each other. So,
That's
going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that actually is going to be really good. All right. All right, Stro, what do you got, man?
Well, just to recap, Thursday, WWE Retro on GameStation.com, 9 p.m. Standard Time. Topic being the Four Horsemen. There's a guy named Cool Four Horsemen stories. Bring it on. And then Friday night, my sci-fi horror show, Stro Zone, at
12 midnight Eastern Standard Time on facebook.com/throwthemaestro. The feature will be the ghost and the guest. And then, if you are in the Charlotte, Concord, North Carolina area Sunday, come see me. I'll be at the Charlotte Comic Con at Concord Convention Center in Concord, North Carolina. I'll be one of the guest judges for the cosplay contest as well. For more information, go to charlottecomiccon.com. And highlight the week as always. In the room, man.
Yeah, they threw us a curveball this week, but I had a lot of fun. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in this week. Be sure to enjoy all the great stuff on wrestling this week and beyond. I feel like a lot of it is going to be really good, and we certainly are blessed as a wrestling fan to be able to have so much opportunity to kind of watch what we love. So I hope that everything works out very well for you guys. I hope you enjoy the entire basically week and a half that's coming up. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the best crew I could ask for, including Kathy, Stroud, Derek, Ray, Matt, and like I guess that all you guys are top-notch. Most of the callers are top-notch. And I take the calls every week. I have fun, and I'm above the ground. I like to rise above it. But anyway, thank you to everybody who came to ECWA Night of Unusual Matches this past Saturday. Be sure to check it out on IWTV. That's streaming right now for a low, low price of, I forget what the subscription charge is, but be sure to check it out. And Super 8 is coming up on May 1st, and that is at the Jersey Dugout in Morganville, New Jersey. Tickets and information, ECWAWrestling.com. That's going to do it for tonight. Thank you to everybody. Take care. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.